How do you approach the issue of diversion?
I am a pretty strong advocate of diverting any patient with a very low anastomosis. So an anastomosis that's 5 centimeters from the anal verge, I almost routinely divert. The main concern, of course, is with anastomotic leakage. If a patient gets an anastomotic leak, their function will never be normal again because they have a lot of inflammation, sepsis within the pelvis, and even if the anastomotic leak seals, they have a lot of inflammation within the pelvis that never gets back to being a nice, supple, pliable area, and their function is never as good. So even if the incidence is relatively small, I still divert those low ones because the low anastomoses will have a higher leak rate than a higher anastomosis.
How do you approach the issue of closure in patients getting chemotherapy?
I am actually very adamant to these patients that they are best treated with their postoperative adjuvant therapy before I close their ileostomy. Now, there are many patients that will argue and want to have it closed 2 or 3 months afterwards, and they're willing to interrupt their chemotherapy, but I tell them I don't think that's a good route to follow. I tell them if they get a complication of their closure, it may delay their therapy, and their therapy is more important in their long-term outcome.